Genug vom täglichen Grind. Spiele Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und grinde, als wär's 2002. Ein legendäres Remake der Originalspiele mit neuen Parks, krasseren Tricks, plattformübergreifendem Multiplayer und abgefahrenen neuen Spielmodi. Hol dir das neue Tony Hawk's Pro Skater 3 und 4 und zeig der Welt, der Shred stirbt nie. Jetzt vorbestellen auf tonyhawkthegame.com/playnow. Verfügbar ab dem 11. Juli.
Zahlst du für dein Hotel vielleicht mehr als nötig? Mit Trivago kannst du die Preise von hunderten Seiten vergleichen und bis zu 100 Euro pro Nacht sparen. Ganz easy. Warum für deine nächste Übernachtung mehr zahlen? Check vor der Buchung Preise auf trivago.de. Hotel? Trivago.
Welcome back. It's another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. Not only is the Bob and Tom Show live every weekday morning, but every afternoon we'll give you a little extra in case you missed anything. Coming up on the show today, tuna, letters, potato gun, and Skinnerd. It's on the way in just a minute.
Steuer? Aber easy. Mit Wieso Steuer. Einfach Foto deiner Dokumente machen und schwupps wird alles automatisch ausgefüllt. Kein Plan, ob's passt? Wieso Steuer prüft deine Angaben noch vor Abgabe. So gibt's keine Fehler mehr. Und bei Fragen hilft dir Steuer-GPT so, dass du's verstehst. Das Beste? Du siehst jederzeit, was du zurückbekommst. So steigt deine Erstattung und die Vorfreude. Jetzt ausprobieren und noch schnell bis zum 31. Juli abgeben. Wieso Steuer? So einfach war Steuererklärung noch nie.
Time now for the guy who would rather write songs than have sex.
I got trying to write some music for that damn clown Johnny Cooper Mellencamp. Little blue owls, no, that ain't no good. He won't like that. No, that ain't. Little green, no. How about white? No.
Roscoe, come to bed, baby.
In a minute, I'm working here. Little red houses.
Come on, honey. I've got a brand new pink negligee to show you.
Pink! Little pink. You think Johnny Cooper'd like that, little pink houses?
Yeah, I like it. Come on. Now come to bed.
Hang on. I got another song idea. Something like, CK... XY... USA. You think Johnny Cooper'd like that?
Well, how about a little, CK in the USA.
No, they'd never play that on the damn radio.
I'm not talking about the radio, honey. I'm talking about me and you together tonight, you know, like a couple.
Oh, yeah, a couple. That reminds me of other song I've been working on for that Johnny Cooper. Little ditty about John and Diane. No, he'll never sing his own name. Bill's not... No, you know that clown stole about half my songs, Mom.
Fine, forget it. I'm going to bed. Alone. You're on your own tonight.
That's it. That's it. On my own, a little dippy about Jack and Diane. I need... Hey, can you give me some coffee?
This has been the guy who would rather write songs than have sex.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
Tom, how are you this morning?
Yeah, good. Once again, I'm combobulating over here.
I know.
Oh, good for you.
Trying to get organized. We got a lot going on. I'm very excited about today's show. One actual serious thing we have to discuss.
Oh.
What's that?
Involves tuna. My favorite, one of my absolute favorites.
Tuna noodle casserole.
Tuna noodle casserole.
Hell now, yeah.
My mom would make it with Campbell's cream of mushroom soup.
Yeah.
You make the noodles, you put it in and a can of
tuna
fish.
It's not like she was much of a cook.
Oh, I don't know. She was a good cook, but this was one of those go-to.
That's yes.
And then
feel good.
Sounds to me like she was busy with her lover.
Did she do the potato chips on top?
She did not. You told me about that.
Crushed
I like
potato
that.
Chips.
My mom did some kind of crispy crumble, but it was not potato chips.
Have you seen the thing where they take the Burnsomatic torch and they?
Yeah,
that's cool.
My mom used to ash her cigarette in the tuna casserole. Oh, shut up and eat it. What she'd say?
Yeah, man.
Okay,
yeah.
I made that up, but
that's really kind of.
It seems on brand.
Yeah, that's the thing.
Yeah,
your childhood and my childhood vastly different.
Very different.
You'll like it.
Ergo,
you're gonna love it.
It's got a smoky flavor.
Ergo, my snotty
countenance
and your.
Yeah, he's working with a Burnsomatic over there.
Your defeated everyman look.
I'm used to being in this position, yes.
But tuna noodle casserole, one of my favorites.
Great comfort food.
What is the story? What's the problem?
Well, it's serious.
Oh, hold on. I didn't know we were going there.
You don't see it at restaurants, really, do you?
No, you don't.
No, for a reason.
No, yeah, I would. Yeah. You know something? I would go to a restaurant if they did nothing but great stuff like meatloaf, tuna noodle casserole.
Did you have peas in yours?
No.
No, but I love peas in the side. I'm a huge peas fan. But I do not like pea soup.
Peanut butter and jelly or bologna sandwich and a bottle of champagne for like $300 or something?
That was really hip about 20 years ago, and I'm not a champagne person, but I...
They could call it like Mom's Kitchen or something.
Someone's probably tried it, but I would go there.
Yeah.
The tuna noodle casserole.
Don't they have that at Cracker Barrel?
Tuna noodle casserole? They might.
That would be the place.
No, we're missing it. They have it at Cheesecake Factory because they have everything.
That's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought they had it at our cafeteria every now and then, but I could be wrong.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I've...
Several brands of canned tuna have been recalled over botulism concerns. According to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration, Tri-Union Seafoods recalled certain lots of tuna sold under the Geneva, Van Camp's, H-E-B, and Trader Joe brand names. The tuna was sold at stores including Trader Joe's, Costco, H-E-B, Harris Teeter, Publix, Kroger, Safeway, Walmart, and some independent stores in several states.
Hang on a second. Our resident, he's worrying about his health. Hypochondriac Pat Godwin would like to, Christy was reading that story, Pat is convinced he's eaten this tuna and is dying right now.
Trader Joe's tuna?
Well,
it's a certain lot.
So you need to go online and look up the lot number.
The company said the lids on the Easy Open cans may have a manufacturing defect that could cause the products to leak or to become contaminated with the bacteria that causes botulism.
Okay, it's quiz time. I predict Chick might get this.
Botulism?
No. Botulism became famous because of a canned food product.
I can't remember, but when you say it, I will remember.
A canned food product?
Bumblebee tuna. No.
Soup, right?
Yes.
Tomato soup.
I think it was Vichyssoise.
Bon
vivant Vichyssoise.
I think it was Bon Vivant, yeah.
Yeah.
I think you're
something
right.
Something like that. Yeah, but that's when I first heard the term botulism. And then the next time I heard botulism, it was involving Botox injections.
Yep, that's right. It's what you put in your face, friend.
It's essentially the same thing, right?
It's exactly
the
same
thing.
It's
poison,
yeah.
So that's got to be really good for you. In any event, if you have any canned tuna... from any of these places.
The Easy Open cans. If your can is sealed, did you need a can opener?
Yeah, just you can go online and it'll tell you what lot numbers, et cetera, et cetera.
Ace would smack me in the face if he knew what I paid for my can tuna.
Same here.
Me too.
I'm like a...
Do you get it in the...
It's like a $4 to $6 can of tuna.
Me too. Wild Planet is
it
mine.
In the Absolutely. Olive oil? That one?
Or water.
Sometimes water.
Have you tried the pouches? The Easy Open pouches?
I love the pouches.
I have, yeah. The Starkist makes the great... And they'll even make tuna salad pouches.
I love those.
I like the pouches, then I pretend it's chewing tobacco, and I dip in, reach in.
That's a good gag.
Yeah, you do that with tuna.
Yeah, of course.
Huh. Well, that's great for your breath.
If you do have one of these... cans, you're not going to not eat it.
Thing.
You'll have to have a plan Bumblebee.
See, now everybody's going to think it's Bumblebee tuna, and it's not.
It's not.
And that's my fault.
No, that's your plan. It's a Bumblebee.
Bumblebee, yeah.
Okay, very good. Now, we have a tuna tribute coming up in a matter of moments.
We've got an update on the Super Bowl ratings. Would you like to hear it, or you want to read letters? What do you want to do?
Let's do our letters. We have we are working on a special... a letters theme song. But until we get one, we're going to use this one. Ladies and gentlemen, from the Bob and Tom program, we have letters to read. Chick McGee will begin as we go to our email bag, bobandtom@bobandtom.com. Mr. McGee?
Drag a little bit.
I
told you, it's a temporary song. Shut up.
They didn't give me any letters. Oh, wait a minute. Hello, folks. This is from Craig. I would not... Can we hear that...
Yeah, that's
temporary.
That gets you going.
See, you do this sometimes. You think so much, and then you think yourself out of anything.
I like that long pause.
I don't know what this is.
It's our special music.
I mean, I like it, but there's no word of correspondence or.
No, I told you this is
letters.
I've got a whole thing I'm working on.
We got letters.
This is just
he's overproducing something, Chick.
We
You know, it just struck me. We're only getting this part of this song. Can you imagine him over trying to have someone record this?
No, no, we're doing the whole new. This is part of an old fake commercial.
How many people are singing on it?
27.
One.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Who is it? What, I get fired all of a sudden?
I'm looking for a specific...
someone with a really good voice.
No, Pat, you have an excellent voice.
Thank you very much.
You have very good range.
Let's not get carried away.
It's just the particular... what's the word I'm looking for?
Timber.
I like this part. Why didn't you play this part?
Yeah, start off with this part.
Why'd you turn it off?
Then a long pause in the beginning.
Hey, Jason, can you edit this so you just get to this tinkly part to keep...
Can you edit this last 5 minutes out of any replay of the show?
Yeah, ever again. Well, this is snappy.
Pat, I'm looking for something.
Hello, friends.
It's going to be better be a lady.
It's going to
be
this very, letter starts.
My feelings are.
It involves
some gravitas.
Socioethnic, racial.
It was a black guy.
God.
God.
Jesus.
He's so afraid of being racist.
Look at that. There you go.
That was great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Letters.
Do that again.
We don't have our letters down by the Mississippi.
Mark Twain.
I loved it.
This is from Craig. Hello, people. From experience, I would not advise beer can shooters. Oh. Were we talking about beer can shooters?
Yeah, I remember from the Bud Light commercial.
In the Bud Light commercial, Peyton Manning and who's the comedian?
Shane Gillis
and the guy with the tattoos on his face.
Post Malone.
Post Malone. By the way, when I heard the name Post Malone, I thought it was a documentary about Ted Danson after leaving Cheers.
Fair enough.
Very nice. That was good.
Yes.
Much better than the intro.
I've not personally seen it or used one, but we do toss beers to friends in the lake.
Sure.
One year, there was a longer than usual toss, and the guy in the water tried to catch it. The skin between his thumb and first finger filleted open. He needed stitches, but he was 21 years old. He poured whiskey on it, wrapped a paper towel around it, and party on.
Oh, that guy's probably a legend now at the lake.
Party on.
Wonder how that happened.
I don't know.
I've hit a guy in the face.
I have.
With a beer can?
Yeah.
Really? He wasn't looking?
He goes, "Hey, Arnold, beer me," or whatever. And
beer me, I love that.
I reached in the cooler, sort of underhand tossed him the beer, hit him in the face, he fell off the deck rail.
Hey, Arnold, I didn't say knock me out. I said beer me.
You should have raised your arms. And there you go.
I go, what the hell, Brian?
Wait, let me get this right. So you were drinking and boating at the same time?
No, this was a deck, deck rail on a boat.
No, but still, that's the whole
point. I am reasonably certain that was one of the big things that I first started drinking. Was shooting beers. You open the hole in the bottom, suck it down.
If you didn't see the commercial,
shotgun.
It looks like these guys, they're having this end of the cul-de-sac party, and it's very funny, the setup on it. And
it sounds like it.
They essentially have potato guns, but they're using them for beer cans.
But they look like...
It's like a t-shirt cannon.
But it looks like a leaf blower. That's the gag. Like this spontaneous thing.
They made it. Gotcha.
And I'm sure if this doesn't exist, someone has been tinkering with a leaf blower and some kind of air cannon for the last 48 hours building one. It would be quite dangerous, but hilarious.
But
I believe Christy pointed out...
Wouldn't the beer be all fuzzy?
Fuzzy.
Christy, the point is, it's guys. They want to take the beer and shoot it at their buddy and probably hurt him.
Okay, there you go.
I shot a potato gun into Lake Mead after a night in Vegas.
Did you really?
Oh, yeah.
You had a potato gun just handy in Vegas?
No, we brought it out there with us.
It
seemed like I was happy then. I don't know what happened.
Who'd you go out there with?
I can't really say.
That wasn't the reason you were there. We had a potato gun here, and then when we found out that sometimes they explode in your face.
Yeah.
Wasn't Ted Nugent involved with that? Didn't we?
Ted.
Yeah.
My favorite was when Ted played his guitar. That was great. And I'm sorry, so we're off topic.
Here's a Cat Scratch Fever. Hang on.
It's Skinner. Did I get you?
Man, I was ready for Cat Scratch.
Oh, me too. Don't you have my favorite guitar solo of all time, Journey to the Center of the Mind?
I do. Here it
Ted
is.
Ted Nugent, the Amboy Dukes. Here, play it for me.
Here it
play
comes. It. Here it comes. There it is.
Oh, wait a minute. That's Skinner.
This will always be Skinner.
and Saturday Night Special.
Oh, what going on there?
Yeah.
Three Guitar Army.
Who's that now? Who's that?
Yeah. That's Ronnie.
Yeah.
That's Ed King.
That's great. Eddie quit, huh?
Huh?
He quit?
Yeah, well, Ronnie held a broken lamp up to his neck. And, oh, yeah. You know.
He didn't want it to. As Chick pointed out, he was a California boy, and the rest of them were, you know, Jacksonville.
Yeah.
I watched that Skinner documentary again yesterday. It's about 3 hours long, and it reminded me a lot of me and Tom, actually.
Really?
The fighting involved?
So the last time, the guy held a broken lamp up against the other guy's neck, and that was it. He quit and went home.
You didn't cross Ronnie.
Yeah, I heard that.
Yeah. Let's move forward. No, Chick McGee got me a nice Cleveland Browns cap.
Yep.
It's good.
And the thing about being a Browns fan, first of all, the fact that they have a horrific rapist on their team, that's a problem.
That really hit the ear wrong.
Oh, I'm tired of dancing around this stuff. These NFL players that are criminals.
He won't be back.
He won't?
Good. They found a loophole.
You know what? I kind of hope they take all his money, too.
Don't they have moral clauses?
I think it's called moral turpitude. I used turpitude to clean my paintbrushes. The other problem with being a Browns fan, other than the fact that they haven't won since the great era of Dr. Frank Ryan, Jim Brown, and Gary Collins.
Only you would mention Frank Ryan before Jim Brown, but go ahead.
Well, he was their quarterback. He was a distinguished...
Go ahead.
I read somewhere that he hasn't watched a football game since he retired.
And I'm sure he would not speak to you about anything if you guys met.
He can't keep his head.
PhD. Where was I?
He can't put a thought together.
The Browns colors are just awful.
Yeah.
Orange and brown. No. They're classic.
I think they're classic,
too.
They
get a pass.
No, they're awful. And then I heard a thing over the weekend that this year's color is yellow. So look, yellow blows. I hate yellow clothing.
Whoa.
Oh, some fashionista saying everything's going to be yellow.
Spring?
Not with me, it's not.
You hate yellow?
You're not getting
my color. How do you hate yellow?
It's easy.
I am curious.
It's a happy color. It brings sunshine and joy to people.
Maybe you'll get the special that someone was saying for the kids' musical.
Yeah.
For the like fifth graders. Like, what's the musical this year? And I said, it's O Calcutta. And nobody got it. See, O Calcutta had full frontal nudity.
Yeah. And big time.
Who's the famous TV actor that actually was?
McLean Stevens.
On Broadway. Of that ilk in O Calcutta.
I don't know, but
with full frontal, I'll think of it.
E.G. Marshall.
He was too old.
You hate yellow because it's the color of pee. Is that why?
I just don't think it looks good in pee.
Well, here's the deal, though. That hat does look really good on you.
It's khaki, so it's okay.
It matches.
Yeah, man,
perfect. Yeah.
Thank you, Chuck.
That pink thing had to go.
No, I have a bunch of the pink things. I love these.
Well, it doesn't make any sense for Tom.
What do you mean? It's nice. This is a super lightweight. And it's from a company that turns sailboats into luggage and stuff. The sails from sailboats.
God, you are really
sailboats into
just,
luggage?
Just a raving
sailboats into luggage.
You are just a pit of conversation.
Excuse me.
My carry on was a scooter.
Really this is the shore to the, be around.
It is
I
the
am.
Excuse
I
me.
The rudder valet.
Excuse me. I meant to say the sails from
sailboats. Damn.
It is the most pretentious 1%er form of recycling.
Good God.
It's like, well, we only recycle the bottles from Perrier. They take sails from sailboats and they turn them into, for example, my dop kit is made of
true heroes all.
Yes. As I said, it is the most lofty, pretentious, ivory towery recycling of all time.
Oh my God.
But I like it.
Yeah, hey, yes.
I like sailboats. So me.
If
it weren't for sailboats, I'd be cutting my own lawn. Wait a minute.
Oh, my God.
God.
Even Ace with an O.
Whoa.
Nobody can take a joke. You know, I wasn't the captain of that
Tom,
ship.
When you and I are both canceled, we'll start our own show.
Everybody's got to lighten up a little bit.
Sailboats in the luggage.
You ever been on a sailboat, Pat?
Yes.
Can we do anything else?
You know
what happened to the letter segment?
Chick,
what happened to that?
Have you been on a sailboat?
Sports.
A sailboat?
Yeah.
No, I've never been
either
on a sailboat.
It seems like a colossal
I've been forced to hang out with people who have sailboats, evidently.
It's not relaxing, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, it seems like they're constantly scrambling.
Running back and forth.
Go 4 miles per hour.
Do you want to know something?
I don't want to know anything.
A chick, one of your favorites. A man of import to history. Robert Oppenheimer was an expert sailor.
Of course he was. He was an elitist prick, too.
That's right. He was an elitist prick. I only wish he could be at the meetings now, but he's deceased.
Yeah. Shiva got a death. Ask him.
Robert Oppenheimer was an excellent horseman and sailor.
And he had great luggage. Yeah.
And the worst cocktail party continues.
No. Thanks, everybody. By the way, thirdly.
And he made great cocktails.
That's no joke.
I know.
In the book, they talk about Robert Oppenheimer. Oppenheimer loved to have people over, and he would try to get them drunk, but he was one of those guys who would make expert cocktails and had all the measurements.
Jerk. Yeah. I'm going to get my friends drunk, so they'll be stupid. What a dick.
I do not want, for those who didn't hear it, Tom looked at Chick and said, "Do you want to know something?" And Chick said, "No, I don't want to know anything."
And by the way, so far, so good.
That's it for another Bob and Tom Show Extra. Catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For Bob and Tom Extra, this is Christopher. Take care, everybody.
Jim Rome takes on sports.
Why? Because you're not playing me.
With rapid-fire takes.
And a lot to get to, and I'm not sure you're going to like all of it. Honestly, I don't even care if you like all of it or not. I have a job to do.
Scorching debates.
On any given week, you have lots to beef about. Take advantage of it. Get up in here.
He's the spitfire of sports smack.
She's not my fault. We will get to all of that.
The Jim Rome Show podcast.
Get up in here, and we'll beef later on. What's your beef?
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.
You've been warned.